It's Morning Edition from NPR News. Good morning. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. And many Americans are waking up this morning to news that they are not suffering from the mental disorders they thought were afflicting them. Nobody's symptoms have changed. The names we give those symptoms have changed.
Today, the American Psychiatric Association releases a list of disorders that it intends to publish in its new manual. The Diagnostic and Statistical Manual, or DSM, is important because what you call a disease affects how you treat it. We begin with a change for kids diagnosed with bipolar disorder. Here's NPR's Elise Spiegel.
Bipolar disorder in adults is a disease characterized by intense highs and lows. There are periods of mania, there are periods of depression, and it's seen as very serious, a lifelong biological dysfunction. Now, today there are close to 1 million kids diagnosed with bipolar, but that's new. Almost no kids were given the label before the mid-90s. So what happened? According to David Schaffer, one of the people behind the new DSM, there has been a massive, massive case of misdiagnosis.
I don't think anybody is arguing that these are perfectly normal children that get the label. We're saying these kids are very sick, but they probably don't have bipolar disorder, and they probably do deserve a name which adequately describes what they're doing.
And so, Schaffer and his colleagues today proposed in the new DSM a diagnosis called temper dysregulation disorder, a diagnosis they hope will be used by clinicians instead of the bipolar label.
In a sense, we're offering a home for the children that we've been describing, which I think might be seen as more useful and more applicable.
So how is it that 1 million kids were given the bipolar label in the first place? The rise of childhood bipolar disorder got its start in the early 90s through a 34-year-old researcher named Janet Wozniak. Wozniak was researching kids with ADHD, attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, who had this incredible explosive anger.
These children were continuing, as they got older, past the preschool years, to have outbursts that were occurring on a regular basis, were huge scenes, swearing, kicking, hitting, biting, spitting.
Now, kids with ADHD have trouble controlling their impulses, so anger isn't unusual. But to Wozniak, this felt different. Then one day, she says she had this breakthrough. The problem with the kids was an impulse control. The problem was they couldn't control their mood. The kids were bipolar.
This child who I was thinking of as having really difficult to treat ADHD, I really was ignoring the serious mood component.
Wozniak wrote up a paper which proposed that many of the kids diagnosed with ADHD were actually bipolar, and it was hugely influential. But David Schaffer and many other psychiatrists were never convinced. He says that in order to claim that these kids were bipolar, Wozniak had to change one critical component of the traditional definition of bipolar disorder, also known as manic depression.
The defining feature of manic depression was that it was episodic, that you had episodes of depression and episodes of mania and episodes of normal mood.
But the kids Wozniak described rarely had discrete week-long or month-long episodes. They just had consistent problems with rage. The fact that the kids don't have episodes, Schaffer says, is one reason the people at the DSM were skeptical of the childhood bipolar label. And he also points out that bipolar disorder is supposed to be a lifelong condition, but the kids Wozniak identified don't always grow up to have problems with their moods.
There's not any very good evidence that they grow up to be bipolar, or that if you look at the background of established bipolar adults, that they were like this when they were children.
Schaffer says he and his colleagues were also concerned because of the bipolar drugs given to kids, particularly antipsychotic medications,
which we think have quite profound effects on important mechanisms in the brain.
It's impossible to say what will happen, whether clinicians will actually alter their practice. But critics of bipolar say this change is long overdue. Elise Spiegel, NPR News, Washington.